There are many things in this world which don't appeal to our senses. Like one person I was talking with, and he said, well, this Maulana doesn't appeal. I said, yes, surely it doesn't make sense, because you haven't got that faith in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying. Otherwise, there are so many examples of things which don't appeal to my sense also. But yet we obey the law of Allah, we obey the law. I told him, I say, if I have to drive down Brickfield Road and come to the corner intersection where Sparks Road is, Sparks Road and Brickfield Road corner, and I can see quite clearly on my right that there's no vehicle coming. I can see quite clearly from that corner on my left that there's no cars coming. But the robo is red. So even if that robo is red for 3 minutes, I will stay there and I will wait. Yet my intellect and my common sense tells me that if there's no car coming from the right and no car coming from the left, then why must I wait for 3 minutes? I should go ahead, because I'm satisfied there's no cars coming. But why do we stop? It doesn't make sense. But there is some wisdom in it, which those who have formulated the law, they know that if we are going to leave it open like that, then people will keep driving through and they will end up with accidents. So as a result, they have said that even if no cars are passing by, you must stop. And we obey that law, because we know if we are not going to obey that law, then what happens? So here, if we can obey the laws of the government in matters which don't make much sense to us, then why can't we obey the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which there is definitely great wisdom? Whose laws can have more wisdom than the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But sometimes we cannot understand it. It is our own weakness. We must not blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. So here, if we do not see the angels, we must not say, where did we were sitting around the Kaaba, we didn't see any time angels coming there. Yes, we haven't developed that sight to see the angels. Otherwise, the Sahaba-e-Kiram, they had elevated their spiritual self to such an extent that one Sahabi says, when he was reciting the Holy Quran, he could actually see a cloud over him of complete light and nur. And when he informed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam of that, he told him that those were the angels of Allah who had come to listen to you reciting the Holy Quran. If you had continued your recitation, they might have come down and shook hands with you, and the other Sahabas would have seen them too. There are many things like that, that we cannot see it because our hearts, our minds, our thoughts are filled with such impurities that we cannot go beyond a certain limit. But these people, they cleanse themselves. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one of his duties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes is yatlu alayhimul wa yuzakkihim wa yuallimuhumul kitab wal hikmah. One of it is wa yuzakkihim, and you cleanse them. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had cleansed them to such an extent of the impurities and the filth of the heart, of the diseases of the heart, that their hearts had become like a shining mirror in which they could see so many things which you and I cannot see with our eyes. So this we must accept, that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that they come and they descend there, and then as the Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam tells them that spread out on the earth. So they spread out on the earth. يُصَلُّونَ عَلَىٰ, and then they go and pray and they make dua, or they pray for the blessings of Allah, or for every person who is engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قَيَامًا وَقُعُودًا. The person, whether he is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a standing position, that is, he is making namaz, or he is sitting and reading the Quran, or he is making the zikr, or he is making the tilawat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's angels descend, they go and shake hands with them, they make dua with them.